I think that there is no doubt that had they not had a manager of Brian Epstein's determination, I don't think they would have emerged from Liverpool. I can't quite see what would have happened to have gotten them through. I mean, after all, Epstein took 6 months to get them the contract with EMI, and people before that had tried in vain, and they'd been to Hamburg a lot, and they were kings of Liverpool. But they were 2 years. They'd been going for 2 years. That's quite a long time for young guys. They were formed in 1957, broadly, from John Lennon's old school group. And by 1961, my view of them, looking back, is that they were probably getting impatient. They showed that to Brian Epstein, but he had a lot of things in his favour. He had a little bit of money, so he could invest his time. He knew a little bit about the music scene, and he was absolutely passionate that they were the best in the world. So they were very, very lucky to find his determination on their doorstep, running a record store in the centre of Liverpool. And he went to about six record companies before finally his chemistry with George Martin actually persuaded EMI to give them a record deal. I don't see that they would have got anywhere without that actually happening. I can't see it.